it pains me to have to come out and say this, but I've been fighting for the last 6 to 8 weeks, looking for the same as every other European candidate to stand up for the party, 6 of us total. I'm the only one that's been gagged when it comes to national TV coverage. It's completely uncalled for how I'm being treated and singled out as one candidate. You know, I come from the poorest region in Ireland. The counties of Connacht and the Border is the region in Ireland that's been badly represented. And as far as Europe's concerned, infrastructure-wise, we're 218 out of 234. But moreover, our party seemed to be bouncing on a poll that was done last week that was very much population-centred and certainly didn't recognise where my vote would be coming from and the border counties and Connacht and the rural parts. And moreover, our leader doing canvases with other candidates, and I'm not getting inclusion. I'm not getting a fair crack at the whip. It pains me to come out and say it, but all I'm asking for in the last 2 weeks is to get the same opportunity for my party as the other candidates. Our nearest MEP will be Barry Andrews. Barry Cowan will actually be further south than that. And that's not the representation that we need to address our infrastructure needs, our deficits, and to tackle the employment black spots that we have and to stop the brain drain. So I'm calling it out this morning, and I want fair and equal access from here on, because it hasn't been happening up to now.
You're saying you're calling it out this morning and you're speaking publicly on the matter. Have you, in the first instance, contacted party leader Micheál Martin or other senior party figures to see if something can be agreed upon before you came out with it publicly? And you've said as well that you've been gagged as it relates to national TV coverage. What do you mean by that?
Well, that's what it feels like, Catherine. I spoke to the leader last week about it and asked him for one opportunity. I've been speaking to the party heads of press office, the head of the party in Mount Street, and I'm speaking to the director of elections. And at this stage, the treatment is unfair. And that's why I've had to come out and call it out. You know, it's 15 counties. It's a really, really big region. It's very much like a presidential election, given that we're nearly two-thirds of the country. But moreover, our region needs strong representation in Europe. And as a Republican Party, we need to be giving every candidate the same opportunity and same chance. And that's what I'm asking for in the last 2 weeks.
You were added to the ticket, along with Senator Lisa Chambers, to run alongside party colleague Barry Cowan. Was the three-candidate strategy not a risky move by Fianna Fáil, like recent polls would suggest as much?
Yeah, it is a risky move, and I suppose I was actually lucky to be on the ticket, because if some of those in Dublin had their way, I would have been excluded and the third candidate run alongside Barry. But thankfully, with some voices within the constituency committee that decided this, and they ensured that I was also included in the ticket. But the fair play has not been rolled out. We cannot afford to leave this part of the world without proper representation at European level. If we want to stop the current trend and drip feed of people leaving the country for employment, we want strong representation. We have to have good people represent us in Europe. But moreover, as a party, if we want to have a fair opportunity at this election, we need to stop meddling, first and foremost, Catherine. And secondly, we need to give all our candidates the same opportunities to capitalise on the vote, and let the transfers go wherever they need to go after that, to ensure we take at least one seat. But I want to make it very clear, those polls are not accurate. There is a very good opportunity for my party taking a second seat between Connacht and Ulster. And it's really important that we have that representation. And I ask everybody to allow that to happen. And I ask people to vote accordingly.
Do you feel that Micheál Martin doesn't prioritise this region then?
All I'm saying is for this election, I'm not getting the same opportunities, Catherine, as the other candidates. That's not fair play. It's not this week or last week. It's happened. It's been on for some time. I've tried every way I can to change that. It hasn't changed. And I'm asking for the last 2 weeks, publicly, that the party give fair play to all candidates. If the leader arranges a canvas for one candidate, he needs to arrange for all three. If he does a video endorsing a candidate, he needs to do a video for the other two as well. So we need to stop meddling here and give our candidates that we've chosen to run to represent our party, the Republican Party, the opportunity to capitalise our vote and take at least one and be in there in the running for the last seat also.